This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Limits, you said you got a hold of Charlie Campbell about the question I had. Can you recap the situation and tell us what he said?
Yes, I asked him if he would rank Arch Manning below Garrett Nussmeier, or do you think that Arch Manning potentially won't even come out next year?
Garrett Nussmeier, these are quarterbacks for next year's draft.
That's correct. And Charlie says that Arch Manning hasn't played enough to be able to rank him accurately at this point.
Yeah.
He does think that he could go back, though, to school, and that Texas is definitely going to try to recruit him, and there's a fair likelihood, because he's already making so much NIL money now,
yeah,
that they could entice him to come back and pay him a boatload of money to be their starter for his senior year.
Do you have Deion Sanders in your folder there from the, I think it's the Tamron Hall show?
Yes.
Okay. So I got a tweet saying I'm praising Paul Skeen's quote arrogance, where I was ripping Shador Sanders on Saturday.
Okay.
You know, what's the difference there? Well, the difference is that Skeens is already one of the best pitchers in baseball. And my take would be that, and I just said it, that there's a professional arrogance to every great player. Okay. But the difference here is that, and you can read about it all over the place, is that some of Shador's interviews didn't go well. But actually, I like Shador Sanders. And based on his skill, and he's tough as hell, and I loved his poise, which I've been saying all along, talking and writing about, I wanted the Steelers to draft him. But then upon looking further into the situation, the daddy ball element of it is what really turns me off. And it's really not about Shador, although apparently some of these interviews didn't go great. It's really about the reason he fell was very easy to understand. There wasn't some crazy mystery behind it. There was a limited quarterback market. Not a lot of teams needed quarterbacks right away. He was a fringe first-round prospect. The Giants decided they liked Jackson Dart better. Okay, that's A. So you're already working from a limited pool. Okay? Then you combine what may have happened in the interviews. At least we've gotten multiple reports they didn't go great, some of them. But teams would always be willing to overlook that if they prized the prospect enough. I think it was largely about what you were bringing into the equation here with Shador. What were you going to bring into the equation where you were going to bring the circus in town for your backup quarterback? My God, a sitting president of the United States commented on the situation and said all the owners are idiots and people should draft Shador. And then you had this. This is Deion from the Tamron Hall show. Months before the draft, you knew that this is what you were going to be dealing with. He was going to try to manipulate an already tiny market for his son. Tiny market because not a lot of teams were desperate for quarterbacks. Let's take a listen to that.
You have said that if the right team does not pick him, that you will
intervene. That's my son. It's not like who I would like for him to play for. It's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for. It's almost like you got a child that's going into an occupation that you already dominated in. Like, come on. And you don't think I'm not gonna sit there like a navigational system and tell him, take a right right there, yeah. Take a left right there, take a, not that, not that. Oh, no. Like, that's who I'm called to, that's my son. I'm not gonna let my son get down in no foolishness.
But you and I both know these coaches, these owners, uh-huh. Right? You've been in the rooms.
Right.
The owners, billionaire owners.
Yes.
Will often say, well, this is a young man who should be making his own decisions. You know, he's got this helicopter dad.
Not my son.
There you go. He was going to literally get in there and manipulate what was already a tiny market of teams. Do you want to deal with that? It's not me. Go ask the teams. Go ask the teams why they didn't take him. Don't ask me. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Bob is back tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, Limits.
See you tomorrow.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.